My fellow Americans, are you tired of the new normal?
Are you tired of the lies?
Election fraud. You know, the thing that the mainstream media and big tech says doesn't exist?
It is time to end it.
We must keep going. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
Many of you are sitting here because you're wanting to know what the plan is.
This has to be peaceful. We have the right to peacefully assemble.
The solution has been in front of us all along.
Ask God if you should step into the gap and become a part of the plan.
The plan is simple.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We are the plan.
If you're waiting for others to do the work for you, you're going to be waiting a long time.
We are Conservative Daily.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome back to Conservative Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Altman. We have a little bit of a fire show today. Now listen, I'm the first to tell you. By the way, Mr. Producer, I can't see the cuts and rundowns. It's not in the folder. We can just figure that out. We're going to be talking today, and we're joined by a doctor, which I'll bring on here in a minute. But we're going to be talking today about the transgender, this thing that's happening, and the fact that they're being protected from the acts of pedophilia. And, you know, this is a mental illness, and we need to look at it as a mental illness. And, you know, some people say, well, it strikes the same way that being gay, and they said that, oh, that was a mental illness. No. See, look, I'm a Christian. I believe in the Bible, 100%. I believe in the Bible. I also believe we understand about 1% of what makes up what God wants us to do. I believe life is a test. But beyond that, that's between you. If you're gay, that's between you and God. As far as I'm concerned, I'm gonna love you and accept you where you are, not where I want you to be. But when it comes to this transgender thing, pretending that you're something you're not, when it comes to grooming children, when it comes to indoctrinating our kids, when it comes to creating a popularity thing around something that is freakishly disturbing, and I'm going to call it what it is, and you may not like it. You can say, oh, you're homophobic. No, actually, I had a partner who is a gay, married, Jewish father of two, one of my best friends, still, to this day. I have been in the world of just accepting people. What I can't accept is when these people abuse our children, when these people groom our children, when they indoctrinate our children that, hey, forget it. Hey, listen, hold on. Take a child's mind, and they try to make that child's mind think they are something that they are not. They recruit children, and that's not even the worst of it. The worst of it is when these pedophiles, these sick individuals go out there in the world and they try to do harm to children. They literally go out there searching for children. And in that search for children, there's groups out there that are doing some great things. And those groups, frankly, those groups are out there saying, hey, look, we're going to uncover all of these pedophiles. We're going to uncover all the pedophiles. And we're going to bring it to the police. And they've been doing it across the entire nation very successfully. I'm going to get a little excited today on Monday. I'm going to get everybody a little excited today on Monday. Because we're going to talk through some things. And we're going to talk about a police department, by the way, that let a pedophile go. We're going to let a pedophile go. But before we do, because I'm actually going to, we're going to throw down a little bit. And frankly, I think this is, I think the interesting part about this is that we might agree on most things, but she's a doctor, so she's going to have a different perspective than I am. And you're like, Joe, who's going to be on the show? And I was like, I'm not telling you.
We did already tell them.
Dr. Valik, let's bring her on, please. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's really an honor to be with you and all that you stand for. I greatly appreciate it.
We all do our part, and you're doing yours.
That's right. Truth for Health Foundation is a faith-based public charity, human rights organization, defending exactly the kind of abuse that you're describing this morning. In fact, I just did a radio show on that myself about 2 weeks ago with an attorney in California, and his patient, who is a young man who was coerced and exploited by Kaiser Permanente medical system into permanent castration gender reassignment surgery. It was devastating, and they are suing Kaiser Permanente, so it is public that I can name the organization. And the attorney, the young man, and his nurse were a part of my show for an hour talking about the trauma that he has been through at the hands of this evil agenda to interrupt God's plan and design of us as human beings. So, and I've actually been speaking out on this issue for many years. I wrote and did many media interviews on the subject when Obama tried to push unisex bathrooms across the country, which is a very dangerous precedent to set. And actually, there is a lot of data about the way in which transvestites, transgenders who suddenly decide they're a different gender, and then the pedophilia patients also, how they can abuse children and women when these unisex bathrooms were rolled out. And it's really quite staggering, the damage that's being done by this agenda to undermine the family and push the Marxist agenda of shaping children into pawns of the government.
And it happens to the most vulnerable among us. So those parents, yes, that are out there that are paying attention, that can afford, because keep in mind, 52 cents on every dollar goes to the government in some shape or form. So a working family doesn't even make enough, by the way, to make a whole person. I mean, that's how bad the government has gotten. And and everyone goes, Joe, I can't believe you're anti, government. I'm not anti-government. I think the government has a purpose, and that is to reinforce the Constitution, that we want to make sure that we are constitutionally centered in everything that we do at a state level and at a federal level. But this is disgusting, and it's creeping into every part of society. There's now continued education credits that are necessary. If you're a lawyer, you have to go through diversity, equity, and inclusion training in order to maintain your license as a attorney. Everywhere. Do you have to do that too? Continuing education around that? Is that a requirement?
We have continuing education requirements that vary by state. And yes, that is creeping into medicine as well. And it's also, I mean, what many people don't realize is the degree to which the churches have been co-opted to push this agenda as well. I mean, I was literally shocked at one of the churches here in Tucson, Arizona, and some of the guests that were with me that day were just in total shock at the open agenda preached from the pulpit that is anti-biblical. And I agree with what you said earlier. I've had an acceptance of people who have a different lifestyle. I don't judge their lifestyle. As you said, that's between God and each person. And I actually have transgender patients I've treated over my career, treated with compassion and concern for them as human beings and non-judgmentally. And I've treated gay and lesbian patients over my career, again, with compassion for what they're facing in whatever the medical or psychological concerns are that they bring for help. But to preach that from the pulpit of a church is anti-biblical, and I will say that until my dying day. To preach that, to push that in medicine is wrong. It is psychologically damaging. It is damaging physically to children. And the fact that some pediatricians are going along with the idea that children can decide, well, I'm something else, and give them hormone medicines to block puberty is totally appalling, because that sets up damage for the patient for the rest of their life, not just on sex drive and fertility and reproduction, but the hormones produced by the ovaries and testicles affect every organ system in our body. That's been my work in medicine for 38 years. And so you look at the ways in which changing the hormonal makeup of a child and interfering with puberty, you're going to affect everything from brain development, heart development, bone, muscle, immune response, psychological, brain function. It is a devastating blow to that child at a time the child cannot make that decision. They don't have enough knowledge and judgment and wisdom to make that decision. It's the parents' responsibility, and it's our responsibility as physicians to do what is ethically and right medically, not preach a political agenda from our medical role with patients.
Yeah, so I don't have, and I say this a lot, I have zero concern with somebody thinking they want to be a pink unicorn. Don't care. You want to run around and be a pink unicorn? You want to convince yourself? My problem that you're a man and you're a woman, you want to dress up, no problem, play dress up. Where that ends is when that becomes normalized behavior that creeps into getting into the psycho, the mind of a child and saying, oh, do you feel a little weird? Do you feel like you're, because kids are not settled. Like, kids as a whole are always searching for their identity. They're searching for who they are. They're trying to figure out themselves. They look down, they got something there, and they're like, man, I don't even, what do I do with that, right? So there's all sorts of things that go on in a child's mind. And for these people to come in and groom them and indoctrinate them and say, oh, no, you really want to be a girl. Are you sure you want to be a boy? Are you sure you want to? That by itself is preying on children. I have a serious problem with that.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. It is preying on vulnerable children. And pedophilia is one of the most heinous, damaging events that we could do with our children, because the child is too vulnerable. It's exactly the same parallel as the fact that sexual abuse and harassment by an employer is forbidden with employees, because you are exploiting the position of power over a vulnerable person. And an adult grooming a child in a direction of sexual activity is a horrific abuse of the power of the adult over the child. And it's against the law. It has been against the law my entire life for a reason. And in fact, if we look back through the history of medicine to ancient Greece and Hippocrates, pedophilia was condemned biblically. It was condemned in Hippocratic traditions, that where medicine began in ancient Greece. And it has always been something that has been condemned for the reasons we've just discussed.
Well, I want to bring up a story. I'm going to get your thoughts on this. This had my blood boiling. Mr. Producer, put up A1, if you will. Trans pedophile still free after attempting to meet a child, a baby, for sexual abuse. And in this article, Berkeley police allowed a suspected pedophile to walk away from a sting conducted by predator hunters, despite being shown evidence that he had been expressing interest in molesting multiple children, including an infant. On August 20th, anti-pedophile vigilante group Predator Poachers uploaded footage of a sting they conducted in Berkeley, California, to YouTube, involving a trans-identified male who had been purportedly seeking to meet a 9-year-old for the purpose of sexually abusing her. The girl was in fact a decoy established by a group as part of a months-long investigation into the man who went by the name Sophia Westfall. And we have a picture of this person. Speaking to Redo, predator hunter Alex Rosen says Westfall first contacted the decoy Instagram account in April and soon after began initiating sexual conversations with the child. Rosen is a full-time anti-pedophile vigilante, and he and his small team have traveled across the United States conducting stings on predators since 2019. Ample evidence gathered prior to a confrontation, and police are then called. Rosen told Redo that the sting uploaded by the 20th had actually been conducted on June 7th when he and his team were in California. And then if you go to the next one, A3, this is the zoomed picture of this man. I'm going to show you something, and I think that there were screenshots of the conversation that this person was having with this child. I got to tell you, I have two kids. There's a lot of things that I get a little bit upset about. This one is probably the worst, because if someone did this to one of my kids, I'd be serving life in prison. I'm just going to tell you up front. And Doc, there's nothing you could convince me of that would stop me from going after someone that hurt my child.
I understand.
But this is the text real quick, and then I'll get your thoughts on it. Put up A5 if you would. So he goes, well, you know, I love young girls. I'm just excited thinking about how fun it could be to play in bed with both of you. And then the decoy says, oh, I have another sister, but she's probably too young. She's only one, LOL. And then he responds, that doesn't bother me. Never too young to start learning. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching on the internet, maybe advertisers know a little too much about you, IPVanish is a solution for you. You can use IPVanish on your computer, tablets, phones. You can use it on multiple devices at the same time without sacrificing speed. They're for you, and here's the thing. It blocks advertisers, hackers, your ISP, third parties from getting access to information to you, blocks people from getting access to your passwords. All the data is encrypted. And for our listeners, you can get 70% off their yearly plan for listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's like getting 9 months for free. It's super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button. A disclaimer, if you are using things, Truth Social, you have to turn off the VPN. If you are using things like vMix, Chevy apps, or things like that. So there are some things that does need a dedicated IP, and it recognizes that. So just keep that in mind. So go to ipvanish.com/daily, use promo code daily, and save your 70% off.
Oh.
They let this person go.
You know, this is truly evil, and until the American people, as your lead-in says, until we stand up and oppose this evil agenda, it is going to continue like a cancer and spread. That is what you just showed, is so unconscionable and so damaging for children to be exposed and manipulated in this way. And you know, I've treated adults who experience that kind of abuse as children. They carry those scars for a lifetime. It is not something that one quickly gets over.
Well, I want to show you something else that this person said. A6, he sent some very illegal stuff to our decoy on Telegram, noting that it included extremely sexual abuse material appearing to show very young children being sexually assaulted. Westfall also gave suggestions to the 9-year-old decoy on how to pleasure male genitals. Now, this is what he said. Some people like stroking a hand up and down over it, or you can play wrap your mouth around the tip and lick or suck, Westfall says, continuing, it can absolutely be exciting. This is to a 9-year-old.
Again, I just can't say strongly enough, this is evil, it's criminal, it needs to be stopped, and I'm grateful that there are people, all of us, who are speaking out against it, need more voices in our crusade against this evil assault on our children. The children are being sacrificed in the COVID shots as a grand experiment, damaging children for life. And we've been doing a whole series on that for the Parents Forum every Tuesday night at truthforhealth.org. People can sign up, learn about the damage of the COVID shots to children. The schools are grooming children in ways that are, the critical race theory is making people feel guilty about being white. And this is just an unconscionable psychological assault on our children. And now we're dealing with the physical assault as well with the transgender movement and grooming children for this grossly outrageous abuse of children being encouraged in sexual behavior with adults that will damage them for lifetime. The scars psychologically do not go away. And it takes a lot of therapy work to help people through that.
Well, this is a person that dresses up like a woman that wants to abuse girls.
I know. That's even worse. Because then you're creating a situation where the child is getting such profoundly mixed message. Why is this person looking like my mother but having body parts like my father and doing things that create confusing feelings in me? It changes the ability of the child to relate to men and women the rest of their lives.
You know, there's even more to the story. And it's not very often that I have a story where I get really, like, it throws me off having the conversation. And Doc, you do a lot of things related to COVID, but you also do things related to what we're talking about. You talk about, you know, right, transgenderism and what, you know, and I feel bad for those people that have been abused. I feel bad for the misdirection and the indoctrination that these kids have gone through that have gotten them to this point. And I do believe this has been going on under our noses for probably decades. I mean, I don't know that to be true because, I mean, the veil is only being lifted on us right now. But I got to believe they didn't just make this up during COVID, that they knew that this educational environment, they'd be continuing this for many, many years. But as I look at this particular story, and there are people out there, by the way, that are going to say, oh my gosh, this is just going to be, you know, fodder for them to attack transgenders. This is, how many stories do we see like this?
Well, actually, Joe, I go back to the very beginning of my career when I was in my specialty training at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, Maryland. We had programs at Hopkins that were interdisciplinary teams evaluating people with gender disorders, sexual dysfunction, all kinds of problems. In fact, the sexual consultation team at Johns Hopkins at the time was one of the most forward-thinking and integrative teams of multiple specialists anywhere in the world at that point. And it was at a time when Hopkins was actually conducting gender reassignment surgery. There was a two-year program of comprehensive evaluation for people to go through to determine whether they had a psychiatric problem or whether they truly would meet the other criteria of transgender and gender dysphoria and then be eligible for gender reassignment surgery. Now, later, when the data began becoming stronger to show that those who had gender reassignment surgery had a much higher rate of suicide later in life, the chairman of the Department of Psychiatry, Dr. McHugh,
isn't it like 7 to 10 times? Isn't it like seven to ten times higher suicide rate? Yes. It's some really big number. It's not a small number.
It's huge. It was like the study out of one of the Scandinavian countries showed about a 20% suicide rate, which is one in five. And that was devastatingly damaging. And at that point, Dr. McHugh ended the program at Hopkins. But I was part of the team in my training years, and we were evaluating sex offenders from the prison. We were evaluating pedophiles. We were evaluating rapists. We were evaluating violent sex offenders, looking for people that could be treated versus those that were sociopathic, psychopathic, and beyond treatment approaches. So there was a lot of work that was being done to try and understand all of this from a compassionate point of view of, can we help them with treatment? And I will tell you that some of those evaluations were so appalling that literally I would be nauseous after the interview from the description, the fantasies, the behaviors that people had engaged in against children in particular. And I think that most parents have no idea of how dangerous this movement is to groom children and pretend that this is normal. It is not normal, and it is a very dangerous movement, and we are causing a lot of damage by allowing this to continue and by not prosecuting people who abuse children.
Doc, we've skipped over the stuff that you're doing with COVID. I want to come back to that because I think there's some great information on that. Actually, I need a break from the pedophile story for a minute. So let's talk about the work that you're doing on COVID. Let's take a deep breath. I got more stuff that I want to talk about with the transgender deal, and I'm not as forgiving as other people with this, because as somebody just pointed out, you're stealing a child's innocence. You're stealing.
Oh, you are. You are. And absolutely, I would agree with you totally. This is evil, to steal a child's innocence, to confuse a child's identity, to abuse a child. Period. End of story. I stand on God's word on that point. I believe that is the medical ethic that has guided us since biblical times and Hippocrates' time, and I won't change that. That's different from having compassion for an individual person who needs help. And that I will always do my best to achieve with God's help and grace. Now, carrying it forward, I will say to you unequivocally that all of this COVID orchestrated bioweapon attack in the illness and in the vaccine are an evil agenda to alter God's design of the human body and to alter his gifts of life and liberty, take away our freedoms, control the population, and we are seeing people die. We know that that's what they've said their goal was. It's all out there. It's all in quotes by all of the global elites who have designed this over the last 25 to 30 years. It has been long in the making, and we were blindsided by it in 2020. And everything was in place for years to control the narrative, to control the public health response, and to lock people down, isolate them, and take the steps that every totalitarian regime throughout history has done. I was in the Soviet Union in the 1970s when I was just in my 20s. It was a devastating experience to live that oppression that the Soviet citizens faced, and I have never forgotten it. I was there for a short time on an educational program in 1974 and 1975, and it has affected how I look at oppression and tyranny ever since. So COVID was part of medical tyranny. It was part of psychological fear, control the population. Fear was the weapon. Now, also that it was used as a weapon against our military. And I sent the link to your producer with the executive summary of the Department of Defense legal violations and ignored injuries that our military advisory council for the foundation has just courageously prepared and in fact presented to a worldwide audience at Gateway to Freedom this past Saturday. And that is on our website. All you have to do is click on the ticker that says Department of Defense legal violations. The whistleblower documents are there. The executive summary is there. The entire tranche of data is there. The vaccine injuries, those stories are there. And people can sign the petition to get Congress to do something about this horrendous attack to weaken our military, purge our military of Christians and patriots and conservatives and those who will question an unlawful order. Then we also, in conjunction with helping the military, we also have prepared a vaccine injury treatment guide to help those who've gotten the shot, who are having complications, whose health is declining. It's medically sound. It's prepared by our team with medical data supporting everything we've recommended. And it's things I'm using in my own medical practice to treat patients. So I know they work. And then we have the Citizens Vaccine Injury Reporting System to do the job the CDC is not doing. And every Tuesday night, we have a parents forum to educate parents on all of these topics of the damage to their children from the COVID shots, from the psychological abuse in the race theory teachings in the schools and the transgender issues being taught in the schools, and the perversion of human sexuality that is currently being taught. And then Thursday nights, we have a Faith Over Fear seminar teaching people practical steps for solutions to the problems we face. So Truth For Health Foundation has been actively empowering people, not only with information, but action steps, much as what you're doing on Conservative Daily. So our two organizations really need to partner and work together with all that we bring to the picture on the medical, legal, psychological, spiritual side of the battle, and all that you're doing on your side.
Well, let me ask you a question. The more I talk to doctors, I mean, I'm a researcher. I love new information. So I call up and ask doctors that are friends of mine, hey, give me another one of your friends that's a doctor, and you give me one of your friends. And I have friends that are doctors. I have lots of friends that are doctors. And I ask them what they think of the COVID or the COVID vaccine. They're like, yeah, I've told all my patients not to take it. I said, did you at one point tell them to take it? He goes, yeah. And then I started doing research on the immense number of deaths and disfigurements and things that are happening to people. And they go, yeah, and we just woke up and said, I can't believe that I even gave anybody that shot.
Right.
Is it changing? Are doctors starting to figure it out, or is there still this? Because I also get these underlying, you know, TikTok videos where people are like, oh, the studies show that everyone needs to take the COVID vaccine.
And before we go on, we have a new sponsor of the show. That is American Hartford Gold. If you're like us here at Conservative Daily, you are growing more and more and you are concerned about the future. And how could you not be? Inflation is at its highest level in 40 years. Interest rates are skyrocketing. Market experts like Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan, not only predict a recession, but are using terms like economic hurricane and unprecedented. If you want to protect your future, do what I did. Call the only precious metal dealers that I trust, American Hartford Gold. They can show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. All it takes to get started is a short phone call, and they'll have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA or 401k. And they make it easy. They are the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the BBB and thousands of satisfied clients. If you call them right now, they will give you up to $1,500 of free silver on your first qualifying order. So don't wait. Call them now. Call 855-965-5545. That's 855-965-5545. Or text the word FREEDOM to 998899. Again, that's 855-965-5545 or text FREEDOM to 998899.
I mean,
just as you talked about being shadow banned, the mainstream media has a lock on the narrative, and the waking up of the public and the physicians has been slower than we would like. I will say this, I think more of the public are waking up because they're seeing the damage. They know more people who've been hurt by the shot than they know people who died of COVID at this point. And doctors have been slower to wake up. I'm actually ashamed of many in my medical profession for standing in the corner and just complying with bureaucratic and administrative directives. You will push this vaccine. Medicare is paying doctors more if they have a higher percentage of vaccinated patients. It's called value-based incentive payments. And doctors' incentive payments under Medicare are higher the higher the percentage of vaccinated patients they can report. It's why doctors push you to get your vaccines across the board. And so I think we still have a long way to go to wake up the medical profession. Nurses are probably a little further ahead than doctors. And we have a whole lot of freedom doctors in our network. And I've been part of that frontline group since the beginning. I started speaking out on the COVID suppression of early treatment, and my first editorials came out in March of 2020, and I haven't stopped. So I worked with Senator Johnson behind the scenes, under the radar, getting information to him medically all through 2020 and getting background information so that he could carry the political fight forward. So there are a whole group of us. Most of the doctors that understand what's really going on are in a group called the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPS Online, that's been the voice of independent medicine since 1943. So, and I've been a member for 28 years. So I would encourage people listening to your show, consumers, patients can join the group as allied members and help spread the word of all of the alerts and editorials and content that organization produces. You can sign up for alerts on truthforhealth.org and join our crusade of the voiceless who are now silent no more. And all of us together make a difference.
And so yours is truthforhealth.org, correct? That's your organization? Truth for
yes,
Health,
I'm
F-O-R. truthforhealth.org.
Yes.
You're also doing a bunch of work on some lawsuits, are you not?
Yes. We have been funding legal defense grants for our military to the extent that our donations are available to support that. So I encourage people to donate to support our legal defense program. And we are initiating two lawsuits in federal court in defense of our military service members. One will be filed this week, and I'm not at liberty to discuss the details of the case until after it's filed. But our second one should be filed right after the one is filed this week. So yes, we are a human rights organization chartered as a public charity under the IRS 501c3. We are doing the allowed legal defense approaches that the IRS allows a human rights organization to do to defend human and civil rights secured by law, which of course they are under our Constitution, and they are being grossly violated. One of the other lawsuits that we're assisting with is Dan Watkins' lawsuit against Kaiser Permanente with the young man who went public on my radio show.
Coerced,
and I'm sure he
right? Coerced in order to get this.
Coerced into permanent castration, gender reassignment surgery. He is a young man who is devastated by this. And in fact, Joe, I'd be willing to introduce you to him and his attorney.
100%.
I know they would welcome the opportunity to talk with you about what he's gone through.
I would love the opportunity to interview him. I would love the opportunity to go through the things that they did to him. And I want to talk about the grooming all the way through. And I think that's the interesting part, is that the story is always the same. Oh, do you feel different? Oh, here, maybe you're not a boy. Maybe you're not a girl. Let's go ahead. And I have some sick things.
They have a script.
Yeah.
They have a script. And they are trained to do it. They know they have a script. It's just like the script of the talking points given to all the media on COVID, on the vaccine, critical race theory. It's all a script. It is part of the totalitarian plan to disrupt family, rule of law, churches, and the social fabric of America and weaken the military for the Marxist coup. It's not rocket science. It's all out there.
Well, I have some stuff that I think they just want to destroy people. I mean, this is a good way to destroy people, right? Get people confused and make sure that there's chaos and tell them that the boogeyman is the white people and that black people are too dumb to know how to vote and to get an ID and to walk in on voting day. I mean, and education wise, we don't want to teach them math or science. My friend's son, by the way, is 11 years old, 12 years old, right? So I asked him yesterday, I go, What's eight times eight? He's like, and he couldn't tell me. I go, what's six times eight? Couldn't tell me. I mean, at 12 years old, I knew my multiplication table was up to 20. Now, maybe I was different, but you see the education experience, see the things that are happening across the realm, lead our kids to be just dumber. And he's in one of the better school districts in Colorado.
Wow.
So I want to show this to you, if I can.
Sure.
This is a continuation of this person who showed all of those things. I was well aware they're doing a catch in Berkeley. This is Berkeley Police Department, Berkeley, California. I knew what that meant for cops' response. This is from the Catch a Predator. But I thought even then, this is just too bad. The cops are going to make an arrest. I was confident, especially with the suspect sending me decoy sexual abuse materials, but I was wrong, sadly. Rosen also notes the police had expressed frustration with him when he misgendered the suspect. The suspect is a man. Predator Poachers has successfully initiated arrests in multiple states, and 80% of their other suspects he has confronted in California had been arrested that day of the sting or in the days he had spoken to police. But Westfall still not been charged with any crime. This person wanted to molest a one-year-old. They sent sex abuse material on Telegram of other children being assaulted. Take it down. So what I want to do really quickly, and I'm not going to, this is me. I think everyone that's listening, all of you listening, should call the city of Berkeley police. So we have this for you. It's police@cityofberkeley.info. Their phone number is 510-981-5900. You can even fax them something at 510. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. It doesn't look like there's the full fax number there, is there? It's kind of a weird number. All right, 510.
It looks like it's missing the 918.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. So let's just put it this way. Fax number 510-981-5744 is the fax number. Phone number is 510-981-5900. I think everyone should pick up the phone and call them. Matter of fact, we have a little bit more information for you if you'd like to let them know how disgusting they are for letting this pedophile walk the streets and not arresting him for lewd behavior. And the videos that show them abusing other children, this person should be spending the rest of their life in prison. So Berkeley Police Department Public Information Officer is the BPDPIO@cityofberkeley.info. That's B as in Bravo, P as in Papa, D as in Delta, P as in Papa, I as in Indigo, O as in Oscar, at City of Berkeley, berkeley.info. Phone number for that person is 510-981-5780. You also have the Office for the Director of Police Accountability. That's dpa@cityofberkeley.info. Telephone number 510-981-4950. And then the police department, if you just want to call them, that's police@cityofberkeley.info. And again, I gave you their number before, 510-981-5900. And then the Records Bureau, I don't even know if they have records. I'm not going to put that up there. We won't waste our time on that. But I think everyone should call them. I have a video, Doc, of the exchange. Let's play it.
Cameras are for your safety, okay? I got your messages here that I need to talk to you about, okay? Yeah, I do. All we want to do is have a conversation, okay?
Predator hunter in Berkeley, California confronted a trans-identified male who said he was trying to arrange sexual assault three children. The adult had spoken to Decoy, presented as a 9-year-old girl, and had expressed interest in abusing the girl and their 1-year-old sister.
Look, I think we both understand the implication of these messages, okay? All we want to do is have a talk.
We're done here.
This is to a 9, a 6, and a 1-year-old. She's here to meet a 9, a 6, and a 1-year-old for sex. She sent child to the little kids.
Bystander attempted to protect the suspect, leading the predator hunters.
You go ahead and do it.
Please leave me alone. Stop.
I'd rather just talk about this in private. Well, look, when stuff is said like, when stuff is said the 1-year-old can learn how to get touched, the 1-year-old can do things that need to be addressed. And we also have you sending child to little kids.
Leave me alone.
Leave
me alone. Do you not understand?
Well,
these guys come up with cameras and start harassing you, okay?
That's not what happened.
Okay.
So, yeah, happened. Basically...
Do you know them?
No.
Okay, so why are you...
Well, I do know who she is. So, this individual here was attempting to meet a 9, a 6...
Predator hunter attempted to tell police about what the suspect sent to the decoy, showing multiple officers' evidence, including sexual abuse material.
Are you sure this is the individual?
You're gonna pick the picture?
Oh, it's pretty hard to not. It's pretty hard to not see. Same mask too, and everything. And
okay.
And she literally sent this photo a little bit ago here.
Well, police let the suspect go without any charges. This episode of Conservative Daily is brought to you by DCF Guns. They're not just a supporter and a partner of the show. They're an organization that is on the front line of promoting safe and responsible gun ownership. Along with being a staunch defender of the Second Amendment, they have a lot of different things inside of their 3 ranges and stores. So they have a gunsmith at every location. They have the ability to do massive amounts of training, anything from beginners all the way up to competitive shooting. They're also the best gun store in Colorado. Between a massive arsenal of top-tier firearms, competitive pricing on ammunition, they're a go-to resource for newcomers and expert shooters alike. Memberships there start for as little as $25 a month and offer an arsenal of benefits beyond that, such as store-wide discounts and special access to training. Even better, what you're seeing right now is DCF Guns also has an e-commerce option, meaning you can take advantage of the awesome prices without leaving your home. Just visit dcfguns.co and start browsing. I do want to tell you that as a listener of conservative-daily.com, you get an additional 5% off everything in the store. You have to use discount code Joe. That's J-O-E. That's discount code Joe. Go to dcfguns.co and use discount code Joe. J-O-E. That's me. Or it's coffee, cup of Joe. But you can go there and save an additional 5% off every single thing on the site. As always, we'll keep the range hot and the deals hotter only at DCF Guns in Castle Rock and Colorado Springs, and now online, available to everyone across the entire country. Come on, Doc, tell me.
Well, again, I think it's horrific that the police officer did not investigate it properly, But I have a thought. Why wouldn't the Predator Poachers organization provide the evidence to the parents and suggest the parents file a criminal complaint and get a lawyer?
No. So the parent, the children that they were talking to on this were set up. They were decoys. So they build an Instagram account.
That's right.
So these aren't real children. If it was real children,
that's right. Okay.
I think it would. It's just as bad because you know that they're getting through these nets and doing this to other
exactly,
children.
Exactly right. Right. Well, is there a way to consider the organization filing a criminal complaint?
California is not built that way. So that's why it has to go to the DA. So the record has to be made to the police, referral to the police. The police have to make the referral to the DA's office. The DA's office then has to file charges based on probable cause. But
some some states allow citizens' criminal complaints, and we have actually a template for that on our website, Citizens' Criminal Complaint, File a Criminal Complaint. And it may be that in many jurisdictions, states across the country, that citizens can take that action. So I would encourage your listeners to look at the template for the criminal complaint. This was prepared by attorney Todd Callender and his team last year. And in fact, many, many groups have used that to encourage citizens to file the criminal complaints themselves. And it's in the ticker at the top of the, if you let that scroll, the ticker scroll across, we've got the Department of Defense legal violations. Click there for that executive summary. The COVID shot injury report, military resources, 5G in your health, vaccine injury resources. We should have one coming up. There it is. File a criminal complaint. And if people click on that, it will take them to the templates. And it may be that the Predator Poachers organization can use that template in other jurisdictions. If it doesn't work in Berkeley and California, it may work in others.
Well, I tell you, I'm gonna give you the final word, because I'm gonna run through a lot of information, and I don't want to literally just have you sit here and maybe go through all these videos and stuff. But I think I want to have you back on. Frankly, I want to have you back on with the young man that was abused by the system.
All right.
And so, if we can get you back on for that, I know there's so much we want to talk about with COVID. Unfortunately, this particular story is a story that most people that are broadcasting are staying away from. They're, I don't want to get attacked.
You're right.
I don't mind getting attacked.
No, I'll help you with that. In fact, if you'll ask Christina to text me your direct contact info, I'll connect you with the attorney.
All right, perfect. Awesome. But I'll give you the final word, and then I want to greatly thank you for the work that you're doing, for the standing up, and just the courage that it takes to stand against I'll call it the regime, right? The stand against the narrative that they want you to push.
Well, Joe, Jesus called me into medicine from another career. I serve him ultimately, and I cannot be silent. And I will say a quote in closing from Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the Lutheran minister in Nazi Germany. Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. He lost his life to the Nazi regime, but he went out speaking truth in the face of evil. And that's exactly what I'm called to do, what I will do, and I will do it till my dying breath. Evil shall not prevail against and God will prevail against the gates of hell if we all stand up and do our part.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless.
There's so much stuff that I wanted to get into. With Dr. Ville. I said it wrong because I always say it wrong.
Ville.
Ville, yeah. And frankly, I've listened to her speak. I've watched her podcasts. I've seen a group of doctors stand up and literally do the work that needs to be necessary to expose what's happening in COVID. This deal, though, with this transgender grooming and recruiting and the evil that it represents in our society, there's so much more that I want to talk about. Mr. Producer, here's a cut for Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate talked about something, and we're going to go over a little bit in this broadcast. So before we do, let's just give a shout out to MyPillow and Mike Lindell if we can. I know we put this inside of the audio version, but go to MyPillow, save up to 70%. It's not 66, it's 70% with code CD21. That's Charlie David 21. You can also use it in my store to buy my coffee and get discounts there as well. So go to MyPillow.com, support Mike Lindell. He's an absolute, absolute patriot of all patriots, and he's showing the courage of 100 men. I think this is this subject, so if you're on Frank's speech, I want you to make this transition over. We're probably going to go over by about 15 minutes. There's stuff that I'm going to show you that you're not going to be able to believe. This is unbelievable stuff. But first, I want to talk about Andrew Tate. So Andrew Tate was canceled off of everything for talking about masculinity, talking about being a man, being an example for others. I'd like to think that I'm a man and there's other men like me and other men like Andrew Tate. But this man stood up and said the reason why men are, it's tough to be a man today is because they talk about you can't win. Toxic masculinity, they're virtually invisible. And when he said that, it just crushed me. Mr. Producer, do we have it set up for that particular piece?
For what?
For the part where he talks about toxic masculinity and the fact that men are just invisible. I think it's at the beginning of the interview, so we can just start.
Yeah, I think this is him speaking with Tucker. He does. I believe he talks about that towards the front of it.
All right, let's just talk that little piece if we could. Let's start from the beginning.
I don't really feel like I've exposed anything. Like, I'm truly not a very political person. This is the first time someone's experienced this level of ban. I'm not particularly right wing. I don't vote. I mean, I obviously have my own personal views, but they didn't ban me for that. They banned me simply because I had large swaths of the population agreeing to very traditional masculine values. Teenage men and young men, 22, 23, 24, were looking up to me and aspiring to be like me. I have a very traditionally masculine life. I have fast cars and a big house and a lot of money and a beautiful girlfriend. And they thought this was very, very threatening. And for some reason, they decided that it's better if they annihilate me from the internet and replace me with somebody who's more aligned with whatever they're trying to purport.
Tell us what your message is to young men.
Yeah, so I think that being a man is very, very difficult. I think that men's issues are largely overlooked. The people in charge of the world pretend to care, but when somebody who's championing men's issues like myself comes forward and finally manages to garner huge percentiles of the public support, I'm silenced. So they're not really interested in men's issues. And there's a lot of young men growing up today that feel very disaffected. They feel invisible. The agendas that are being forced down their throats are not agendas they align with or they feel affinity to or agendas they want. And I basically just say.
So I want to talk about the fact that he talks that he's saying that they feel invisible and that they want to feel important. They want to have some sort of, you know, that they can be seen as something. So I think the transgender movement is, you know, garnering attention, getting out there, feeling like they can be seen. It's a sickness. It's sick. I have to tell you, I didn't wake up one day and say, I want to be a podcaster, that I wanted to be on the show. I didn't. Now, I thank God for the blessings and the path that he puts me on, but it's not what I wanted. I wanted to be a tech guy. I was having fun building stuff, building tech, helping companies, building relationships, doing amazing things across the globe. But here I am. And I think that we have to embrace where we are. But if you were to ask me if this is the path that I would choose for myself, I would not. Even though that's what they say. They say, though, he came out and talked about Coomer and talked about this stuff because, frankly, he just wanted notoriety. I was getting notoriety in tech. a lot of it. And frankly, I was making a lot of money. And so if money were something that I had any value towards, then I probably would have just shut my mouth, but I didn't. It certainly wasn't for ad clicks, as they've said. There's more stuff that I want to talk about with this transgender part. And this actually happened in our own town right here in Douglas County, B1. Douglas County Pride Fest, they put it on to the Douglas County Fairgrounds. By the way, it's the heart of the conservative Christian environment of Colorado. It is bright red. Now, not many people showed up to it. Sickos and their little clan came from all over to go to this event. It was this Saturday. There was an organized prayer fest that came after it. But they created a B2, Mr. Producer. They created a parent-free zone with carnival games and prizes, card games, and spaces to hang out with friends. And the only people that were in there were these freaks. Let's go to the next one, if we would, Mr. Producer. From the Board of Castle Rock Pride and the Planning Commission, they want to acknowledge and apologize for an incident that occurred during the Pride Fest yesterday. One of our performers' outfits shifted away from aerial aerobatic performance and revealed fake nipples on the silicone breastplate, which was part of the costume. We went on to be clear this is not a planned part of the performance. Castle Rock Pride did not approve this, nor did we find it acceptable at Douglas County Pride Fest. It's unfortunate that this incident, while accidental, occurred. It is not in line with the family-friendly entertainment we had planned. We are adding additional steps and oversight to our entertainment planning process to prevent verbal incidents from happening in the future. We apologize for the discomfort it may have caused anyone. We appreciate it for those that have reached out to us about your concerns regarding this incident. It allows us to keep the high standards we have for the entertainment we provide while creating a safe and acceptable place for families of all types to celebrate together. Okay, so I want to show you guys something that happened in this, Mr. Producer. It's in the comments section. There's a video that they're talking about specifically. If you'll go ahead and put that up, this is their little video of them swinging and, yeah. This is an acrobatic event, by the way. This is acrobatic. Yeah.
Okay. Good job, girls. Good job, left and right.
Okay, now let's take it down. I'm done with that one. Let's put up the...
Hold on, 1 second. I want to put just the end. Look who's watching this, just so everyone knows.
Kids. Okay, put up the picture, by the way, because it was just a costume. Put up the next picture, if you would. This was, I guess, a slip from a non-acrobatic event at the same event. It's the one right after it. Yeah, same thing. The different person standing up there, and guess what? Showing these fake breasts again. This is sick. I'm going to call it what it is. It's sick. Whatever you decide to do in your bedroom, whatever you decide to do, has nothing to do with indoctrinating and grooming our children. Shame on you. And shame on any organization or anyone that would allow this to happen to our children.